You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
You are worthy to be praised. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. So, Father, we thank you in advance for everything that you plan to do today. We know it has your worship in it. We know it has your praise in it. We just want to thank you, Father, that we are alive, that we are breathing, we are moving, we are talking, we are in our right minds. And Father, we thank you in advance that we are alive. And there's so much to be thankful for. Every worship, every praise belongs to you. Because who we are right now is because you had something to do with it. Because we couldn't do it by ourselves. We think we did it by ourselves. But when we were raised in hell, you were still looking after us. When we could have dropped dead, you were looking after us. When we was in the wrong person's house, you got us out. Because you assigned goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. Nobody could take the credit for that. No matter how good our mom or our dad was, they can't compete with you. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you, to tell people about who you are, to be reminded of how great you are. And we thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a seat if you can. Ms. Ashley, if you wouldn't mind, when at the end of church after church, I want us to go out on that. I mean, go out of the service on that. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, welcome everybody, wherever you are. Just stop and pay attention for the next half an hour. You can do it. You can do it. You need to pay attention for the next half an hour. And I'm talking to the people in church too. Pay attention. The only reason you're on your cell phone is to look up the scripture. Amen? Uh-oh. I'm meddling first thing this morning, but it's all right. So welcome to Chosen Generation Ministries. All right, I've been teaching on Back to the Future. And so I need to say this so people will understand a little better. The reason why I stay on a subject for so long, number one, the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Number two is I want to get you to a place where if you are practicing what I teach, it'll be the first thing you go to and not the last. The situation happened yesterday. As you might be able to see, we are renovating the church. We're knocking out a wall so that we can add more space because we know the multitudes are here. And so I dealt with this client that is supposed to do floors. So I give you three times, say three. Now, everybody else can have your own boundaries. Mine's a three. First time, maybe your cat was sick. Second time, maybe the dog was sick. Third time, it's a pattern. So now other people got seven times, eight times, 12 times. I don't know why you go that long because you get frustrated. So to minimize frustration, I give you three times. And so first time, he was supposed to be here at 9, showed up at 12. Second time, supposed to have been here at another time. Called and talked to me, but you're supposed to have been here. Yesterday, supposed to have been here at 9, you called me at 1:15, and you say, let me put this right, you say, after all, everything I looked at in a study, I recognized that I can't do it. I say, what, you can't come today? No, I mean, I can't do the job that I quoted you. I had already quoted the job and everything. I said, okay, well, thanks for letting me know. Now, I'm getting off the phone, and I walk back in to work with the construction crew, and I realize on the inside I got joy bubbling up. So you know how you're supposed to talk to yourself? I say, self, what's going on with the bubbling on the inside? He says, my Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, the Holy Spirit on the inside, he said, you're rejoicing because you didn't go through what you would have had to go through. Because if the person's not consistent with time, he's not consistent with the job. So you are rejoicing in advance for what I made sure you didn't have to go through. So I'm teaching on Back to the Future, and part of Back to the Future, I feel like I'm hollering. Am I hollering? Am I hollering at y'all already first thing this morning? Am I hollering? Okay, that means I want to get the point across. So I'm teaching on the process of resetting. You know, hit the reset button. And one of those things in there is renewing our minds. So if my mind is renewed, I don't have to wait 4 hours to realize what I just got saved from, what I just got delivered from. So if I'm teaching it, that means I have to live it. And so renewing the mind went instantly to, let me find out something that is life-giving. Think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise. The first thing my mind went to is, what's virtuous in this? Say, I saved you from trouble. Amen? So that means that God got a better price and a more consistent person. Now we want to call you back and say, well, you sure, brother? No, we didn't go through all that. That's not life-giving. You already told me where you are. So those four are accept the past as a done deal. Choose life. So I chose life yesterday. Renew our minds and use our faith. Amen? So real life. So we looked at this before. We looked at it last week. We're going to look at it again. James chapter 4, verse 7. See, why go to something new if you haven't already received the old? Now, I'm not talking about your past. So before y'all even ask me that,
I'm talking about if I'm teaching on James 4:7 and you haven't got James 4:7, I'm going to bring James 4:7 up again. You follow me? Let me show you something. Mind my own business. Y'all something when you mind your own business. Now check this out. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Interesting. You don't have to worry about it. They got the phones. They can look it up. But let me read this to you first. So submit to God. What did I say that meant last week? All y'all who remember and took notes. So you know, because this was last week. So submit to God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Now, what do I have to do first? So that means I have to submit to what the word says about the situation, what God says about me, what God says about the situation, and then I'm submitting to God. Then I resist the devil, stand firm against him. That means, no, you're not coming in. I mean, crazy stuff be coming to people's minds. But you let it in. What did God tell us we were supposed to do? Resist. Somebody standing at your door with a butcher knife. I'm going back to my wild days with Jason and all them boys. I'm delivered, so don't send me no email. Okay? You're standing at the door, you see the butcher knife this tall, and then you say to yourself, I guess I ought to let him in. Now, do you know what his intentions are? He got a butcher knife. He got a mask on. And then we're going to let him in. God told us we're supposed to resist the devil. And he will flee. Now, you don't answer the door. You call the police. What does Jason do? Jason leaves. So you are the police of your mind. You determine what comes in. But check this out. In Romans chapter 4, verse 20 through 24, says, talking about Abraham, said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So that was a choice. You can believe or you can go in unbelief. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So Will, whenever he thought about the situation, he started praising God. He started giving God glory. Father, I want to thank you for deliverance. I want to thank you for healing. I want to thank you that you, whatever you promise, you're able to perform. And then he goes on to say, so I'm just reading verse 20 and 21. And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform. Let me give you that in Paul Morgan's translation when I say this. And Paul being fully, and Paul staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief or through what he saw, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, because I'm always praising him for what I already prayed and I know he gave me. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised Paul, he was able also to perform. So if I'm believing for healing and God has already promised it, I'm not going to stagger in unbelief with the symptom. I'm going to give glory to God for my healing. And so you always got to find a scripture. So in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, but he was wounded, talking about Jesus, for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So you take that scripture, and then you apply it to Romans 4, 20. And you said, Paul staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that Jesus bore his, with his stripes, created Paul's healing, because he promised, and he's performing what he promised. You got it? So you take the same thing with Lot. You take the same thing with your special children. You take the same thing with your special spouse. And you remind God that you are not staggering at his promises. You follow me? So that's how you submit to God by finding the scripture. You stand on it by saying what it says. And you resist the devil and he has to flee. But you got to find your scripture and you got to say it out of your mouth. How many times do you say it? I told y'all last week, until it manifests. Until it manifests. Amen? Because how many of y'all know that people know you? I call it a profile. People know, if they observe you close enough, they'll know that over, some of us are 6-week people. Y'all know what 6-week people mean? You're going to quit in 6 weeks. Some people are two-week people. They're going to quit in 2 weeks. If they're believing for something, their profile says that they're going to quit when times get tough. Oh, this must not be the will of God. How tough was it for him to hang on the cross? Now, you're talking about somebody that did everything right, but he took on our sin. So if we look at adversity as not being in the will of God, we're missing it. Because not only does the devil not want you to succeed, but you got friends that don't want you to succeed. When you tell your friends about something good for you to happen to you, you got a raise, you got a car, you got a new boo. Now, unless that boo jacked up, they should be excited for you. Because they've been in on your prayers. Do y'all just pray by yourself, or y'all normally include somebody in? I'm going to look at the clock right here. All right, let me go on. Signs of renewed mind. I covered this briefly last week. You live in hope and faith. Remember, hope sees and faith is what manifests it. You speak life. You're not speaking what? Death. Now, you will want to say what you see, but what you say will change what you see. And that's the only thing you're allowed to say. Don't try to switch that thing up. Y'all know what I mean? Because the thing that you say out of your mouth, you believed it more. Because that's automatic. We said number three, the impossible seems possible. Tearing down the wall, expanding the size of the church, during a pandemic. That's just not wise. But the impossible seems possible when we do it according to what God tells us to do. Number four was, you live in peace and release worry. We did that last week. You live in peace. Peace is a decision. Is peace the first place you go? I mean, so when stuff coming up and you start to feel yourself rise up, anybody ever rose up? Okay, all of us have. I got one gentleman in the back raise his hand. But then you got to release the worry. So you talk past the worry, give God the worry, and you stay in the peace. And write this down. Peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is the victory in the problem. Amen? Peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is victory in the midst of it. Because if you know you're going to win, you get a surprise bill from the IRS. Uh-oh. And if you got the money in there, do you sweat it? Write the check. And you go online to do it because you want them to get it quick. Now, number five. This is signs of renewed mind. If your mind is renewed, you're going to think like this. You love yourself and acknowledge your weakness. You love yourself first. Because see, if you can't love yourself, you're going to have a challenge loving somebody else. Now, you can try to make it up, but it's still you'll find something critical. You'll pick on them. You'll mess with them. What else you do if you don't love yourself? Y'all talk to me. You'll criticize yourself. And if you're criticizing yourself, how much y'all want to believe that you're going to criticize somebody else? What else do you do when you don't love yourself? You save yourself for last. What I mean by that? What I mean by that is you the last one to get help. You the last one to ask for help. Uh-oh. Because you don't want people to know that you got a need. And I'm not just talking about financial need. I'm talking about emotional need. Some of us need to be in counsel. Yeah, I said it. Mm-hmm. Because see, when you can acknowledge your weakness, that's when God's strength is allowed to manifest. Remember in scripture where it talks about, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect? So it's okay to talk about, okay. I mean, how many people go through stuff and they don't want to let nobody know because they don't want nobody to know that it didn't work out there that way. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You hide under the cover. And I mean undercover. I don't mean like under your cover. I mean, you can't say you need help. Can you pray for them about something such and such? Now, you got to watch who you ask to pray. Now, I'm just telling you that now, right now. I'm just going to go real. Is it okay to go real? If you see their life jacked up, don't ask them to pray. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not talking about nobody, you know, whatever relationship you've been in, but if you've been divorced five times, as a new married couple, we shouldn't ask you to pray. I'm just saying. Because, okay, see, y'all want to look at me funny. Top looking at me funny. Okay, if I go by the Bible, it's okay to go by the Bible since we're in church. My Bible says, by their fruit, you should know them. So if they're financially independent and you see them doing well financially, I ain't just talking about a nice car, but you know they're doing well financially. Is it okay to ask them about finances? Okay. Now, they got children, and the children clapping all over their head, breaking stuff. You don't let the children in. You meet everybody at the front door. Those are not the parents to ask for advice on your children. If they can't control their emotions, don't ask them. Y'all understand? So y'all look what the scriptures say. By their fruit, you should know them. But see, in your weakness, man, you can turn it around and you can acknowledge it and God will anoint it and nobody ever know that you don't know it. You can share stuff. Hey, you know, how many of us used to be in the porn? Raise your hand. See. Okay, see, all right. We got some lies up in here, but you're in church. Some of y'all ought to raise your hand, both hands. But see, when you acknowledge that you got a porn issue, you can get healed of porn. Because in your weakness, he's strong. All right, so I'm gonna move on. Y'all wasn't comfortable with the porn question. All right, number six. This is how you know your signs of mind renewal. You are quick to forgive yourself. Uh-oh, you start with yourself first. And then you go to others. How many of y'all need to forgive yourself? I see 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, let's do it. And those that didn't raise your hand, and you know you need to. So repeat after me, and then you take it from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive myself. And tell them what you want to forgive yourself for. Being so harsh on me. Just so hard on yourself. What else you need to forgive yourself for? Forgive myself for snapping at somebody. Not following through with my word. Forgive myself for looking at the wrong thing. And I'm just going through different scenarios. Forgive myself for not following through like I said I would. Forgive myself for not reading my word when I know I need to. And repeat after me. So I forfeit my right to seek revenge or to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to be changed by your spirit into the person of God you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. So you're free. Now, I'm not going to ask you because it's going to take up too much time. But now, how many of y'all need to forgive somebody else? Raise your hand. I just got two people. Four. Okay. All right. Okay. So after service, I want you to forgive those people. And you notice that at the bottom of the prayer that I designed, it says, I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to be changed into the person of God you created me to be. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not talking about Billy Bob, although I'm forgiving him, or Sally Joe. I'm still asking God to create the person in me, because how many of y'all know there's a lot of sandpaper going around? Y'all mean, you know what sandpaper, it hurt? So how do we know that person is not allowed in your life to get you straight, to expose to you how your Christ walk is? Do you wake up thinking about them first or God first? If you waking up thinking about the person that you in unforgiveness towards, they taking first place. All right, so I'm going to move away from that, y'all. All right, remember, these are signs of a renewed mind. You got a question? Okay. You are confident and thankful. When you have a renewed mind, you're confident. Notice I didn't say arrogant. Now write this down. The difference between arrogance and confidence is gratitude. The difference between arrogant and confidence is gratitude. A person who's arrogant won't thank other people for their success. A person who's confident will. A person who's arrogant says they did it by themselves. No one helped them. No one worked with them. It was all self-done. So if you want to know, if someone calls you arrogant, it's not a compliment. It's not a compliment. Amen? Y'all got it? But not only are you confident, but you're thankful. Hey, man, it's like these guys, 18, where you at? Finished. Let's try that again. 18. Let's try it again. 18. Okay. We couldn't do this renovation without 18. Couldn't do it. Now, we got two supervisors. We got Lur and we got Tim. Did we do this by ourselves yesterday, guys? Or each person helped them? Whoever they were, whatever they were doing, they helped. So when it's all said and done, when you see the results, we were confident because we were thankful to each other. Then we had a chef that bring about the added piece. Mr. Porter. Raise your hand, Porter. The brother was out there cooking on the grill. We released him for duty. All right? Yeah, because we started to get a little pinky, you know? Man, the food was good. Yeah, buddy, let me tell you. But see, you had to be thankful. The guys started to get up when it's time to over. They started grabbing a little bag, see what they can take with them and stuff like that. Being thankful. See, you can be confident, but you got to be thankful. And the person you got to thank the most is God, but because he gave you the ability. When you were yet in your mother's womb, he had already decided what your gift and talents were. He already knew. He knew I was articulate. So he called me to speak. Talking about my weakness now. He knew I loved to talk. So he planted that in the womb. He knew I liked to have fun. So he planted that in the womb. He knew I loved to draw. So he planted that in the womb. Then he said later on, I got five more gifts I'm going to let you know about when you're mature enough to receive it. Because see, when he gives us gifting, we think we're supposed to do something with it. We're supposed to ask him, now that I know my giftings, what do you want me to do? See, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's the guide. He will tell you what to do and when. But why we don't want to do that? Why we don't want to ask him? Because we want to do it what kind of way? Our way. Because our way got to be better. Uh-oh. Okay, so number seven. Number eight, y'all ready for this one? You got to put on your big girl and boy underwear on this one. When your mind is renewed, you believe the best of others until they prove you otherwise. Once again, we come back to by their fruit, we will know them. So you believe the best of others. You make excuses for them. Who's that? Okay. You make excuses for it. What do I mean by that? Well, man, you know, like the guy. I made excuses for him for three times. But come fourth time, it won't be one of them. But then I can say out of my mouth, well, you know, whatever he got going on, I hope the brother bless and I hope it works out for him. So, see, I can believe the best of others. But, guys, believe the best of others. Start out with that one. You know, you get jacked up service at a restaurant. Believe the best of others. Maybe they didn't get paid that day. What's another excuse you can come up with for them? Huh? They wasn't feeling well. The dog got dumped. No, the dog was sick. I'm sorry, the dog was sick. Somebody in the back said maybe they were dumped, okay? All right. They broke up. It was a relationship. They was in it for a while. Maybe they had to move suddenly. Ooh, y'all heard that one? She said, maybe. That's my wife right there, because she definitely believed the best. Jazz, Tamika, and Corey, we be asking questions. So where did you come up with that one? Because she'll go to her first. Believe the best of others. She'll leave him a tip. Like, what? You know, and she wouldn't look back, because she caught me doing it before. Well, I take the tip. I give it back to her now, but we're in the car later on, like 2 days later. Because they didn't deserve a tip. Did I believe the best of them? See, I'm telling you my weakness. Jazz, am I lying? Corey, am I lying? She like, That's how I knew I needed my renewal when I first met her in college. Because she would see things different than anybody else I ever seen. And so finally I realized the clue one day. I say, it must be, because I took, you know, one psychology class. You know, I took one. Because I was there for art, so, you know, I took one psychology class. So, you know, because this is what we do. Y'all tell me if I'm lying on you. I'm lying on myself. Y'all tell me. When we get offended at somebody, the first thing we do is tell the person that's with us. Am I lying on? So stuff would go on, and I wouldn't see her. She wouldn't bring the thing up. We together. And she wouldn't bring it up. So then it occurred to me after that psychology class, I said, Curly. I say, sweetie, so what were you thinking when you dealt with that person? She said, I don't have to come to this restaurant again. But don't you at least need to talk about it? No, because I'm not coming back anymore. I'll never see that person again. Well, but what you might run into them, but I don't have to. So that's when I realized it's my thought life. So I just kept asking, so what you thinking? Because I had to work this thing. Because, like, you know, I didn't know. So I'm just telling you, it's your thought life. So in order to believe the best of others, we got to think the best of others. Had grace ever been given to you? Y'all know what grace is. That's when we don't get what we do deserve. No, that's mercy. Grace is when we get what we don't deserve. There it is right there. Yeah, yes, ma'am, you got a question back there.
The family, including Christian and I, we call her the 1% because she thinks like nobody else.
Yeah, yes, she does. I'm telling you. That's why I know. Let me just place the blame. Can I place the blame? Is it okay? Because I can acknowledge my weakness. That's why I know most of the time if we get in a disagreement, it's my fault. It's my fault. Now, only a real man going to say that. Like, Dad, baby, what did I do on this one? She said, well, now since you brought it up. All right, I'm going to go ahead and see. Y'all like that one. See, y'all like that one. 5, 6, and 7. I couldn't get no reply, but now all of a sudden I'm on 8. All right, y'all got it? You believe the best of others. Let's try that this week. If the service is not as good as you expect, I go to get my oil change, this special place. They ain't called no names. And you know, it's like, you know, you in there, you drive in there, and then they you don't have to get out of your car. They give you water and some cookies. You know, that's probably the reason I went. And so you go in there, and it's like they close at 6. So I get there about 5. But, you know, because they're so backed up. And the guy's taking forever to work on my car. They talking to each other. And I'm listening. I got my window rolled down. I'm listening. You know, about the weekend, what you're going to do, what happened to such and such. And, you know, they get me out. You know, I'm supposed to be at home. And they get me out of there by 6 o'clock because I knew they had to because they closed at 6. But for, you know, like about 45 minutes, they just playing around and such, you know, I said, I'm going to write up a review on this one. And then I said, well, I got to believe the best of us. I'm looking at them and I'm trying to print in my head what their ages are. And so I realized that one is 18 and that one right there probably 21. What did I do an hour before it was time for me to get off? Was I paying attention? Okay, were you paying attention? All right, well, then that's how you believe the best of others. You put yourself in their shoes. Amen? Amen. So I didn't even put the name badge on. Yeah, I had already wrote that on my side. Yes, sir. I'm just telling you, because you can't be real in church. Don't. Yes, sir. So that's what I did. So I just erased the name tag. Shay, that's what I did. I just got rid of it. I said, okay, y'all have a great day. Amen? Any questions on how to know signs that you have mind renewal? So this is for you to walk in. Now, next week, I'm going to get on 6 steps to renewing your mind. I'm going to show you how to do it. But I'm going to stop right here. See how that is? I'm going to stop right here. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you in advance. We thank you in advance because we walk in your word. There's a peace. There's a rest. You give us instructions on how to live our lives so we don't have to guess, wonder, whether we're messing it up, because you make provision for us. And I thank you that you sent your son, and he was in total agreement with it, that he would come to the earth, and he would come and suffer, having not committed any sin. That he would make sure this opportunity didn't cost us anything but calling on the name of Jesus. The sacrifice was made by him, and all we have to do is sacrifice to walk in his freedom. Because people are going to talk about you. People are going to put you down. You're going to lose some friends, but you're going to gain eternity. So if that's you, if I'm talking to you today that you want a fresh start, you want to know how to operate in the principles of God, which are assured and which are sure. Just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to come to forgive me of my sins. Your word says in Romans 10:9-10, that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that I'm saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. So go to chosenrva.com and you will see, under salvation, you will see a message that my wife and I did. So it's three lessons. There's only three lessons. So you have total understanding. And make sure you send us a note in the comment section. I just got born again. I'm just saved. I just confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com. Or call at 866-333-9505.